This is Mark Mowry, Chief Investment Officer of Statera Asset Management, and these are my notes for this month. Not to dismiss the relevance of past or future elections, this year seemed more pressing than usual, if the rampant breathlessness with which prognostications were offered for various levels of dystopian or utopian outcomes were any guide. For sure, some may find that rather soft, pressing characterization of the poll a grand understatement, as the election remains undecided, and whatever the result, no small number of folks are going to be upset. Never before has the outcome of an election been so critical to the nation's future. It was a sentiment that we heard over and over in various forms throughout the past year or so of campaigns. It's also a notion that's simultaneously true and untrue. True in that, whoever wins, our collective and individual futures will be different. Untrue in that every election has set the world upon a specific path among what likely had been a wide range of alternative futures. In hindsight, the eventual implications of most any historic election may be seen as obvious, open to various interpretations, of course, with past decisions found along a spectrum of inconsequential to monumental. But in real time, forward effects are unknowable, so powerful is the truth that the universe tends to unfold in ways remarkably different than had been thought. And our individual and collective reactions to the curveballs the universe regularly throws at us will set in motion an alternative future. Life is generally uncertain, and elections are just another layer of that ambiguity. So we have a quick rebuttal to those who, upon hearing this message, found the timing rather conspicuously convenient and asked, why not wait until after the winner of the election is clear so you have something specific to discuss? And that response would be, if you haven't guessed it by now, that we'd be well more likely than not to suggest that the future is every bit as unknowable today as it was on November 2nd, and so it will be tomorrow, and the next day, and so on. Each of us has our own tolerance for such uncertainty. Some may prefer the champion, or the devil, that they know, stability from status quo. Others may find promise in fresh faces, ideals and intentions, grander possibility, and variability through change. Should we embrace uncertainty either way? Must we? When it comes to investing, the answer is assuredly yes, as the outcomes of any investment is uncertain up through the moment of divestment. Nonetheless, we generally should be able to gain a sense of the range of outcomes from any investment in advance, and the breadth of that range should be seen as the risk of engaging that investment. That thinking remains core to our advisory work. Thanks very much for your interest in this relatively brief note. Well wishes for a safe and healthy start to the holiday season. Importantly, past performance is not indicative of future results. The foregoing commentary is not presented as an investment recommendation. The approach described may not be right for everyone. No one listening to this commentary should take our comments as advice specific to or appropriate for their individual situations. Individual circumstances should be taken into consideration when determining a suitable investment approach. All investing carries risk.